Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Pets Aloud, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
Joysters, it is time for Pets Aloud, your favourite show all about pets. My name is Kevin and I will be keeping you company here. Now, normally joining me in the studio today would have been Dr. Alan Bolton, but he unfortunately did get called away to go down to Cranbourne. So I've got someone else in the studio today. You might have heard a little bit from him on Pets Aloud before, but this is his first time actually joining me in studio. It is my partner, JB, from Strip Down on Joy at 94.9. JB, welcome.
Hello, how you doing?
Good, thank you. This is your first time on Pets Aloud.
I know normally my voice comes over for the Sprocket pup date.
That's right.
About our beautiful adopted dog, Sprocket.
So we thought, you know what, we'll bring you in to talk directly with us. Now, look, we are going to be talking, as sort of Jim alluded to, about cats this week, because currently we are bursting at the seams at our North Melbourne and Campasby shelters.
That's right. The Lost Dogs Home has over 220 cats and kittens in our care at the moment, and they are in urgent need of a home. This is an unprecedented number of cats that we've had in our care at one given time, so we urgently need your help. Each are deserving of a loving forever home, and we want to do all we can to see that this happens. So, Kevin, how do you feel about the fact that there are so many cats at the Lost Dogs Home at the moment?
It's quite overwhelming when you go to the cat shelter and you see cats everywhere. In our cat adoption center, there's some cages like big enough, but with a couple of kittens per cage, you know, and it's just, we've had to add room to try and find places we can put all these cats, and they're in every hallway, and there's just cats everywhere. So it is, as I mentioned, quite an unprecedented number of cats at the moment, which is quite sad. We'll talk about why a little bit later in the program, but it's just that, we need to find these cats some new homes. But of course, that means you can help us make a difference. Today, we're going to look at some of the ways that you can help us by adopting, maybe fostering, or even advocating for our cats.
The Pets Aloud News Wrap. A look at the news of the week from the Lost Dogs Home.
It is time for the Pets Aloud News Wrap. Now, our first one is a statement from the acting CEO of the Lost Dogs Home, Vince Haining. Vince writes, I wish to advise members and supporters that Dr. Graham Smith is no longer employed by the Lost Dogs Home. I understand that this news will come as a surprise to many in the Lost Dogs Home community. Graham joined the home in 1986 and implemented many important initiatives for lost and abandoned dogs and cats during his tenure. He has been the face of the home for almost three decades and has had a significant impact on animal welfare and the way our community approaches responsible pet ownership. We wish Graham well in his future endeavours. We have every confidence in our staff to ensure our practices and our policies continue to support the best outcomes for every animal in our care. We will be in contact with our supporters, donors and stakeholders with further information in the near future. That statement is also available on our website at dogshome.com.
Pets Aloud on Joy 94.9.
And time for some good news as well. Up in Echuca, the Lost Dogs Home has received a letter from Candice, who adopted Bella, a 7-year-old golden retriever mix, back in August. Candice says in her letter, it has been an absolute delight to have Bella in our lives. We love each and every moment with her and are very grateful for her. I hope by sharing our adoption experience, more people will get on board and choose to adopt an adult cat or dog. It's the best thing we've ever done. We just moved into our new place and were keen on adopting an adult dog. It was important to us to give a shelter animal that may be overlooked for their age and opportunity, while we were also aware of the time, commitment and difficulty that can come along with raising a puppy. Everything about meeting with Bella feels like it was meant to be, Kevin.
You can find some great pictures of Bella on our website as well at dogshome.com. It's also on our Facebook page. It's absolutely lovely. She's a lovely golden retriever and she just looks absolutely gorgeous as well. Now, look, as we do every week with Pets Allowed, we love to feature a dog or cat in the spotlight for our...
This week's Pet of the Week.
It is time for our Pet of the Week this week. And of course, you know, we are going to be talking a lot about cats today. So we wanted to feature a lovely cat for our Pet of the Week. Now, this cat's name is Snowy. She's 5 years old and 4 months. She's affectionate and sweet with a sweet disposition. She thrives on human interaction and she'll generally be more than happy to curl up in your lap and lap up any attention that you're willing to throw her way. Now, Snowy is a white cat. Now, she has a unique look as well. She actually has had to have her ears removed because she actually got some skin cancer on there. So she will need to be an indoor-only cat because that's quite important for white cats, JB.
Right. I didn't know that.
Because they have such fair skin and the hair on the sort of the tips of their ears is very fine. Often they can be susceptible to skin cancers of their ears and nose. So Snowy actually did have cancer in her ears after getting sunburnt. So she's had to have those removed. So she still looks very cute. She's
very
just
unique and beautiful.
Very unique and beautiful, absolutely. So please ensure that if you are looking at Snowy, you do sort of think about the fact that she is going to have to stay indoors. You can find her profile on our website at dogshome.com. Her ID number is 984359. Now, currently at our North Melbourne and Campasby shelters, we have quite an abundance of cats. So we have over 220 cats looking for new homes at the moment. It's an unprecedented number of cats in our care at any one time, and we urgently need your help as well. So in order to, you know, help see these cats find new homes, we are running a bit of an adoption promotion at the moment. From now until the end of March, we're currently waiving the fee of cats aged 6 months and over. So if you're interested in adopting Snow, she would actually come with her fee waived. And we are going to be also discounting kitten adoption fees to 50%. So we're also increasing the amount of space to try and look after the numbers of cats that are coming in. This is just a way to sort of help us out to try and find. We've had some successful fee waived and half price adoption promotions in the past, and we're going to be hopefully having another successful one. We're aiming to adopt out 222 cats and kittens by the end of March.
It's very ambitious.
It is a very ambitious total, but we're hoping that we can do it. So please, if you are interested in a cat or you know someone that's looking for a cat as well, you can find more information on our website or Facebook page. Check out dogshome.com. You can also see all the profiles of all our cats up for adoption on there as well. And we're going to be talking a bit more throughout the program on some of the other things you can do to help us out. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. We are talking all about cats today. My name is Kev, and keeping me company in the studio is my lovely partner, JB.
Howdy.
Howdy, who is from Stripped Down on Joy 94.9, and you also would have heard him throughout Pets Allowed with his Sprocket pup dates about the little Sprocket, little terrier, who is quite cute. Now, at the Lost Dogs Home, we currently have over 220 cats and kittens urgently requiring new homes. So, unprecedented number of cats in our care at any one time. And we urgently need your help.
The North Melbourne shelter is completely inundated with adult cats, while the Campaspe shelter in Echuca has just as many kittens. We'll tell you how you can help the Lost Dogs Home make a difference soon. But before we get to that, let's find out a bit more about the context of the issue. Why are there so many cats, Kevin?
there's quite a lot of reasons. The fact is there are a lot of cats out there in the wild. A lot of people don't de-sex their cats. So we have quite a big number of cats living out on the streets, which just means that these cats are breeding because they're undesexed. Now, cats can have sort of 2 to 3 litters a year. Generally, around the warmer months, they have a lot more. You know, and those litters then survive, which means that you have an abundance of kittens, which is what we're seeing up in Echuca. So many kittens come through. The other thing is a lot of the cats that we do get in either aren't owned or don't get reclaimed by their owners. So we have quite a high reclaim rate for dogs, but our reclaim rate for cats is quite low. A lot of cats aren't microchipped because someone doesn't take responsibility. I guess, you know, a lot of people will tell you they'll have a story about a cat just showing up on their doorstep and they feed it, they look after it, but they don't exactly take the full responsibility and ownership of that cat. So there's obviously quite a lot of different things that happen that mean we end up with so many cats at shelters. So, I mean, in North Melbourne, we see a lot of adult cats. Now, unfortunately, what happens there is a lot of kittens get adopted very quickly because people are obviously looking for the cute, fluffy kittens. But adult cats wait for quite a long time. We've had, you know, cats up to 9 months waiting for to find a new home, which is why, you know, it gets to this point where we suddenly have 220 cats and we need to do everything that we can, which is why we're waiving the fees for adults and halving the fees for kittens. So there's, yeah, a whole different lot of factors, I guess, adding to why there are just so many cats up for adoption right now.
So we've already got a few ticks for things to think about, which is microchipping for one. Then you've got actually getting your cat desexed.
That is, yeah. Obviously, the importance of cat desexing is massive. I mean, I've had friends just recently have cats just appear in their backyard and have a litter of kittens, and suddenly you've got six kittens in the back. And if those kittens don't get desexed, then they'll go on and they'll continue to breed. So, you know, we absolutely, especially around the warmer climate, you'll see a lot more cats out on the street and roaming. And so summer and spring, there, you know, there's obviously a lot of cats out there breeding.
Yeah. So what happens when they actually get to the lost dog's home? What kind of care do they receive whilst they're there?
So, look, over the last couple of years, we've definitely improved the veterinary care that's going on once we were able to open our Frank Samways Veterinary Clinic. And obviously, with advancements in veterinary medicine as well, I guess a lot more cats are not succumbing to illness whilst they're at the shelter or whilst they're at any shelter, I guess, around Australia. You know, there used to be a high incidence of cat flu, and now this is still happening. Cat flu is very contagious, but at least now we've got cat condos, which means that the cats aren't getting as many, you know, flus. We're doing a lot of orthopedic surgery. Our cats are getting optimum veterinary care, and we have a foster care program in place as well, which means that these cats can recover better outside of the shelter environment. But obviously, these are things that, you know, we're going to need help with as well.
It can't be easy with so many cats, particularly right now, to accommodate them well. How are they accommodated within the home?
So we have what's called cat condos. So we upgraded these quite about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago now. And these upgraded cat condos are individually ventilated. They have a sleeping quarters and a bit of an ensuite as well, where their litter tray is. It means they're less stressed, so the cats are a lot more relaxed whilst they're in the environment, which means they're less susceptible to illness as well. So yeah, these, we're obviously trying to improve that and increase that as we can at the moment too. So we have cats that are, you know, living longer in shelters and waiting those 9 months to find their homes as well.
Geez, can the dog's home arrange me a condo?
You have quite a nice house, I know, because I live there.
Good point. So what is the Lost Dogs Home doing about all this at the moment?
So this week we have launched our urgent plea for help. So we are aiming to adopt 222 cats and kittens by the end of March. So waiving the fee of cats that are aged 6 months and over, and also halving the fee for kittens. Now, you do need to complete your pet license test, which is online, to get access to this. And obviously, our adoption process doesn't change in this time as well. So we've also commenced trying to find some more space at the shelter. Now, we're obviously quite limited in space already, but we're trying to find some more where we can put those cats.
So what's the final pitch? Why is it so worth doing?
So when you adopt a cat from a shelter, we've done all of the hard yards beforehand. So before they're up for adoption, they're fully health checked, desexed, vaccinated, wormed, microchipped. Now, all of this is quite costly. You know, if you've ever had a cat stray off the street or anything like that, and you're paying for this at a private veterinary clinic, there is quite a lot of money that goes into it. We do extra veterinary care as well. So if they need dental work, orthopedic work, you know, if they need a broken leg fix or something like that, we fix that too. So all of this is done prior to adoption. So these fees are actually quite low. So all you need to do is come along to one of our shelters or check out our website, and you're going to find your perfect match at one of our shelters. Or you can, you know, we will go through next some of the other things you can do if you can't quite adopt right now. Lots to do, but check out our website, dogshome.com, to find all of our cats currently up for adoption. This is Pets Allowed.
Hi, Daryl Summers here. This is Pets Allowed, Joy's very own pet friendly zone.
You're on Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. My name's Kev, and keeping me company throughout the program today is the lovely JB from Strip Down on Joy 94.9. Thanks for coming into Pets Allowed at the last minute as well.
Yeah, I'm having a great time.
Excellent. Now, look, as we've been talking about throughout the program, we do have quite a number of cats at our shelters at the moment, out of North Melbourne and Campasi shelters. Now, we've worked out three ways which people can help us, you know, move these cats on to some new homes. So we're going to go through those now so we can talk about what you can do to help us out. Now, the first one, of course, JB, is adopt.
Yeah, of course. Actually taking one of these beautiful kittens or adult cats home.
Or maybe two as well. Like, you might want to start an instant family. Now, you know, you might find two cats that you absolutely love, and if you've got permission to have those two cats, you should definitely take them with you, you know, then get these two cats a brilliant home. Now, so we have a terrific range of cats and kittens. We have, you know, we have torties, we have so many different colors, we have lots of short hairs, medium hairs, long hairs. You know, when you think about it, 220 cats, there's going to be a bit of everything. You know, there's some gingers, there's some black and whites, there's some black ones, some gray ones. So yeah, best thing to do, JB, what do you reckon that would be?
I reckon go down and actually meet some of the cats.
Absolutely, because, you know, how are you going to find out which one you absolutely love without, you know, going and meeting those cats? So we've got our North Melbourne shelter, which is at 2 Gracie Street in North Melbourne, or our Campasby shelter in Echuca. So if you're thinking about it, it's a long weekend this weekend, you can drive up to Echuca, check out some cats up there. There's plenty of kittens up there at the moment. Don't forget, you do need to complete your pet license. So the pet license is an online test. It's quite simple. It's just some basics on pet care and things to remember whilst you are looking for a cat. There's a handbook to go with that as well. And if you bring that with you, you know, we can get you access to those discounts that we have. Now, another option, and it's also to help us get cats away from the shelter, is to foster. So we do need foster carers throughout the year. We need them at any time, but we need a lot now as well, if possible. So we need foster carers to care for cats and kittens. It's usually about 2 to 4 weeks. Now, usually these cats or kittens will be recovering from illness, maybe from surgery. They might need to gain some weight if they're young kittens and they've been on the street. So it helps us because it gives the cat time out away in a home environment, which is good, and also frees up space at the shelter as well.
And the foster's really needed. I mean, that environment of being in an actual home and being able to recover with someone supporting like that is really gold for the cat to be able to recover if it's had surgery or something like that.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, don't worry, you're not out of pocket at all for this as well. We cover any expenses, so veterinary, that kind of stuff. And we also make sure we equip you with the knowledge of what to do. You can always call our foster care coordinator if need be.
Plus, you get bragging rights.
That's
right. You can say, I foster cats. I take the ones that are injured and I foster them back to health. Great bragging rights.
And then you also have a cat which you then will try and find someone, one of your friends usually, can try and go, hey, why don't you adopt them? They're brilliant. So if you're interested in fostering, you can contact our foster care coordinator at our North Melbourne shelter. Now, you can either contact foster at dogshome.com, call the shelter on 9329 2755, or find more information on our website at dogshome.com. There's an information on fostering there. Now, the last thing, which we sort of just alluded to, is advocating. So you might have a house full of cats already. You might not be able to take a cat because of, you know, your landlord or something like that, but you might have some friends who have been looking for a feline friend. Now, the best thing that you can do is go to our website, have a look and see which cat takes your fancy, and try and find that cat a new home. So contact all your friends, share it on Facebook, share it on Twitter, try and find that cat a home.
And I know, as a partner of someone who works at the Lost Dogs Home, you have tried to partner many of our friends with cats dogs. So being an active advocate, that's one way. Particularly, maybe you do have a few pets around the home and you can't really fit in anymore, but you really want to help. Advocating is a great way to spread some happiness to your friends and family.
Absolutely. You never know who's going to be out there looking for a cat, so make sure you get on it and try and get them to adopt. This is Pets Allowed with Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Now, there's a very exciting thing happening this week. It's weekend.
It's
today.
Really exciting here at Joy. In the lead up to our annual Mardi Gras Parade co-broadcast, Joy is excited to team up with our Sydney sister station 2SER today from 5pm for a Friday Drive special. So Callum from Joy's Serial Offenders Breakfast Show is going to be co-hosting with the 2SER Drive team for 1 hour of chat, music and Mardi Gras updates. You can hear it all live, loud and proud today from 5 to 6pm on Joy. On 107.3 FM in Sydney and online at 2ser.com. So, happy Mardi Gras.
Happy Mardi Gras. Now, of course, we are talking all about cats today, and we wanted to get the Joy team involved just to find out what the Joy team love about cats.
I think the thing about cats is that, you know, often people say they're a cat person or they're not a cat person. I guess I grew up thinking I wasn't a cat person because I never had a cat. None of my relatives had a cat as a pet. But then when I started meeting different people that had cats as pets, I loved them. Like, they were always so nice and playful.
Hey, I'm Rebecca. I have a cat. She's 21 years old. So, 147-year-old cat, as you would expect, is laying around. She eats and she sleeps, and she meows very loudly when she's hungry.
I guess on a more personal note, when I first met Chris, my partner, about 4 years ago, he had a cat named Ando, and Ando just hated me. Ando hated me, didn't want to go around anyone, didn't like anyone. He was an indoor cat, and a year and a half to 2 years, I really started to see him warming towards me, and I really liked that. And then all of a sudden, he was coming up to me and rubbing, you know, himself against my leg and all that kind of thing, and his housemate was shocked because she didn't really like me much either, so she really enjoyed seeing that the cat liked me.
I'm Conrad, I'm the general manager at Joy 94.9. I think I really am jealous of their lifestyle, of their ability to just really kind of enjoy life for everything that it throws at them. So, you know, the sleeping, the eating, the constant affection, and the fact that people really dote on their cat and, you know, give them a lot of attention. And growing up with all of the cats that we had, I always really, must admit, had a preference for the kind of big fat ones that you could cuddle and the ones that would sit on your lap. But I just think that they're just such a unique creature, and they're such a interesting addition to have around the house. They've got big personalities.
Very distinct personalities. Smart, playful. Hi, I'm Philippe and I work at Joy. I've always been a dog person. I actually have two dogs now, but I'm surprised how much I fell in love with, how much I enjoyed having cats. They were enormously entertaining. Tessie was mother, and Pebbles ended up surviving till they were, I think, to the ripe old age of 17. They were awesome.
Look, I think they're amazing pets, and they're perfect for so many different people, young people, older people that can't move around so much, and I think they really help give someone like a sense of being at times if they really need that support. No!
The lovely Joy team telling us about why they love cats. So if you are thinking about adding a feline friend to your home, don't forget to check out our website, dogshome.com. Hey, David, we just got a Twitter message from the Hidden Gift Melbourne team who are tuned in. They said they're setting up the clues for next week while listening to The Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9 with lovely Kevy D and JB telling us all about cats. Thank you guys for tuning in. They are Hidden Gift Mel, Hidden Gift M-E-L on Twitter. They hide a gift card around Melbourne and then tweet out some clues. It's always lots of fun. Maybe they'll have a cat-themed one next week. That would be great. If you can add a cat-themed clue in there, guys, that would be absolutely fantastic. We would absolutely love it. This is Pets Allowed with the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9. Keep me company in the studio today is the lovely JB from Strip Down on Joy 94.9. Tuesday evenings at 11 o'clock, late night one, but it's quite a good show.
Yeah.
Make sure you check that one out.
I have lots of fun. And on the program today, currently joining us is from the Cat Adoption Centre at the North Melbourne Shelter, which is packed to the brim at the moment, is the Pets Allowed producer, Oz. Hello, Oz.
Hi, guys. I'm totally in my element here.
Yeah. By cats. So many cats.
Yeah, look, it's great being among these cats. Obviously, love them loads. Take any opportunity I can to be in the shelter here, but we are packed to the brim, guys. We've got 222 cats, as you've been expressing throughout the program, all in need of a home. And currently, you know, in some of the condos, we've actually got two cats per condo.
Usually the younger ones, yeah, and the little bit older ones are hanging out together.
That's right. The bonded pairs, they're hanging out together in the same condos, just so that we, you know, we can basically fit as many cats as we can so the public can see them and adopt them. But good news, though, it has been a busy morning.
Yes, that's good. Obviously, it's been...
Currently, a couple of people in the cat adoption centre seriously looking at the cats here at the moment. One is a new cat fan, so she's getting loads of information on how to care for cats. And earlier this morning, well, only about 20 minutes ago, Snowy,
our pet of the week, yes, Snowy.
Adopted.
Fantastic. Was it?
Good job, guys.
I think that's our record of, you know, pet getting adopted as soon as the program was on the air.
Yeah, so five-year-old Snowy is currently traveling to her new home, so very pleased about that. Alongside Snowy, we've had four other adoptions as well, so three adult cats and one more kitten.
Excellent.
So,
sounds like a busy morning.
Yeah, you've been working for the home for a couple of years now, Oz, and you've been in the cat adoption centre a fair bit. Have you ever seen it this busy?
Look, not this busy. I mean, we've had, you know, close to, but not at this kind of point where, you know, we've actually got temporary housing that's also set up within the cat adoptions area. So, so this is why, you know, we're really sort of pushing this. It's unprecedented.
All right.
We've not had numbers like this before.
Now, Oz, seeing as our lovely pet of the week did get adopted, is there another cat down there that you would like to introduce to our listener?
I will, but before I do, Naz, who's been our pet of the week multiple times, is still here. So I wanted to highlight Naz, 2-year-old D6 female, white with black colouring. She's got that lovely Marilyn Monroe beauty mark.
Beauty spot on her, yep.
She's just an all-round beautiful cat, but she does have a bit of a strong personality when it comes to, you know, new surroundings and new people. So she will need some time to settle in. She's just one of those characters that needs just a bit of time. So come along, meet her in the fur, spend some time with her. She's in one of our larger condos, so you can actually sort of step in and duck your head in and have a bit of a play.
Excellent.
So that's Maz.
Maz, and one more.
And we've got a bonded pair, guys. So I'm thinking, if you don't have a cat, but you're after maybe two that have already kicked it off, we've got Cornelius and Bronwyn. They're both aged about 9 months. Very affectionate, smoochy cats that are just all around really positive and lovely to have around you, really. I've just sort of had a play and they snuggle up together, but they also snuggle up to you. So very sociable and sweet.
Gorgeous. Thank you so much, Ellis, for joining us on the show today. Get down there and meet the cats at the North Melbourne Shelter or Camp Hasby in Echuca.
Hi, this is Nicola Charles from Neighbours and you're listening to Pets Allowed on Joy 94.9.
Your pet's community calendar.
This is Dog Dates.
This week we are looking at a couple of things coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yes, Saturday, March 14th, Casey City Council has a microchipping day. So the National Pet Register is actively involved in community events all the time, each month providing discounted microchipping and free pet identification tags. You can take your pet along to the Lost Dogs Home at 920 Thompson's Road in Cranbourne West on Saturday, March 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and get yourself a discount microchipping. That's $25. They're normally $45. You can make a booking at petregister.com.au.
Also coming up on Sunday, March 15th, is the Derebin Kite Festival and Pet Expo. It is returning to Edwards Lake Park on Sunday, the 15th of March. Sky high kite flying, kite making workshops, kids activities, also a pet expo as well. There'll be a pet expo stage with animals joining magicians and clowns. It'll be very exciting. National Pet Register is going to be there as well. Now, Derebin is offering free microchipping for the first 25 pets and then a flat rate of $30 from there on. There are no bookings required. It is pretty much just a walk up. There will be Chip Checker with the National Pet Register, also selling engraved tags as well. There'll be some adopted and adored ambassadors there as well to say hi, and heaps of pet care information. That's at Edwards Lake Park in Reservoir from Sunday 15th of March from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also, just a reminder, we are trying to rehome 222 cats and kittens by the end of March. You can find out all the information for that on our Facebook page and website at dogshome.com. We are waiving the fee of cats aged 6 months and over and half the adoption fee for kittens. More information on our website. Thank you to Oz for producing the show. Thank you to JB for joining me at the last minute. It's been a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
And of course, you know, our pet of the week did get adopted this week, but we have plenty of cats up for adoption at the moment. This is Pets Allowed. Don't forget to walk your dogs and pat your cats.
Pets Allowed, brought to you by the Lost Dogs Home on Joy 94.9.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.